Well, the prototype's built. It's rough, but it's something. Now, the real question, which metric should I prioritize?
Easy. Start with what keeps the strategy alive in the long run, Tager max DD percents. You want to grow without risking the house.
Makes sense. What about the profit factor?
Agreed. If the strategy's not consistently profitable, what's the point? Anything over 1.5 is good. Over 2, even better.
What about the RET DD ratio? It feels like it's just another way to measure risk versus reward.
Exactly. It's similar, but it focuses more on the balance of returns to drawdowns. Think of it as the strategy's stress test.
Speaking of risks, don't sleep on open DD percent. A high open drawdown could mean sleepless nights.
It's not as flashy as Kager or profit factor, but it's a sanity saver.
What about stability? I keep hearing how important a smooth equity curve is.
It's critical, especially for live trading. A choppy curve might still be profitable, but it'll drive you or your investors up the wall.
And fitness? Strategy Quant seems obsessed with it during generation.
It's useful for filtering out garbage strategies early on, but once you're deep into testing, it's more of a supporting actor.
Okay, so let me try this ranking. One. Kager max DD percent. 2. Profit factor. 3. RET ED ratio. 4. Open DD percent. 5. Stability. 6. Win loss ratio. 7. Fitness.
Perfect. And remember, always analyze both IS and OOS stages.
Got it. Thanks, both of you. I feel like I'm finally getting somewhere with this.
That's the spirit. Now let's lock up and call it a day. Tomorrow we refine and test. Tonight we rest.